Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high, high, high.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me this morning. This morning, my guest is Ann McDonald. She is a best-selling author. You might know her as Ann Brooks. She is the acquisitions director at a local publishing company here called Indigo River Publishing. She's also a host of a couple podcasts, the Pensacola Moms podcast and the Debut Writers podcast. And you'll actually be hosting a panel discussion at the Books by the Bay Festival. You've heard about this on Pep Talk. Mike Wiggins has been talking about this festival a lot. It's going to be in downtown Pensacola on Saturday from 10 to 4. So we're going to be talking about that. If you have questions this morning, let us know. Our number is 850-437-1620. Call or text into the show and we'll get your answers right here on the air. Ann, thank you for being here this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So let's talk about Books by the Bay. How long has this been going on?
So we've been developing Books by the Bay for months, almost a year now. Mm. The Emerald Coast Writers Association got together and their wonderful president, Tanya, wanted to bring a book festival to Pensacola, and we're hoping that this is the first of many.
Mm. And is this mainly geared towards children's books, or is it all genres, all age groups?
It's all genres, all age groups. We will have John Patrick Green, who is the best-selling author of the Investigator series there. Mm. He'll actually be talking to readers from about 11 to 12 and then doing a book signing. We also have Jenny Myers-Sain, who is a YA thriller novelist, bestseller. She's amazing. She'll also be there too. Kids section, so it's super kid friendly.
Okay.
So definitely bring your kids out, have them bring their books and get them signed, meet some new authors. I think we're even going to have some kid authors exhibiting their books. It's all about supporting literacy in Pensacola, and so we're bringing in authors from all over the country. We have tons of local authors coming. I think there's over 75 booths that authors have rented to sell their books and meet with readers. And then we'll also have some panel discussions that are going to be geared more towards writers to help them kind of learn and hone their craft of writing. And then I'll be speaking on publishing.
Okay, let's talk about that panel discussion a little bit. It's called Page to Publishing. What are some of the major, call them roadblocks, that stand between an author and their potential publishing, you know?
Well, we call them the gatekeepers.
Okay. That's a good term.
They are literary agents, and it can be very difficult for a writer to acquire a literary agent and sell their book to a big five publisher. And it can be extremely time-consuming, gut-wrenching, depressing.
Right. Heartbreaking, yeah.
Heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. So, but there are other pathways to publishing now. You know, self-publishing has found its legs and has become extremely popular, as well as hybrid publishing. And then there's companies out there that also support self-publishers and providing them with services such as BookBaby or Author Voice self-publishing services. And so there's a lot of different ways authors now can find themselves publishing, and there's pros and cons to all of them. And so that's kind of what that panel is going to be about, is based on your publishing goals and really what you want to achieve with publishing your book, what path should you take? Because maybe getting a literary agent and trying to get a big five is not really the path you need to be on.
So you that's the second time you've used the term big five. I haven't heard that. So is there like a conglomerate, a big group of five major publishing groups that you have to be in if you want to say hit the big time, so to speak?
Yes, yes. Hmm. And so like Simon & Schuster, Penguin, HarperCollins,
right.
These are some of the big five publishers that we talk about. And they're just the ones that have been around forever.
Yeah, I mean, I knew all those names, and I'm not even a huge reader, but I know all those publishing companies. I've seen them many, many times in print. And you mentioned BookBaby as well. I'm a musician. That's my whole background, and I've watched this whole swing of the major record labels kind of being uprooted and dismantled, and now you have like CD Baby and, you know, TuneCore and all of these publishing programs that help you actually, you know, produce and promote and publish your music. So is that kind of the way it's going for authors? You know, they have these all-in-one services that they can sign up for?
Yes, that's exactly how it's going. That's interesting because I don't really know the music world. That's interesting that the same thing is happening in the music world. I think that there is a lot of problems that people have with going with a kind of big conglomerate when they're producing their books. And so it's really been paving the way for people who want more control over their books. They want to, you know, have a shorter timeline because publishing can take a really, really long time. I mean, 2 to 3 years bare minimum. And, you know, I always say authors, when we decide to publish our book, we want to do it yesterday.
Right.
We do not want to have to wait 2 more years and sit on our hands and be like, so I'm kind of maybe publishing a book in like 2 years.
Yeah, that's hard to wait. Especially, you know, like a musician, they have an album, they want it
yes.
out now. Of course, with the music business now, if you just post it to TikTok and it goes viral, that's kind of what you're hoping for. But with a book, it's a little different. You need people to read it. You need people to hear about it in different ways. But basically, the way the industry is headed, it sounds very, you know, very analog to the music business. No pun intended. My guest this morning, Anne McDonald, a best-selling author. She's going to be speaking at a panel discussion at the Books by the Bay Festival coming up this weekend in downtown Pensacola. It's going to be from 10 to 4 on Saturday, and that's going to be over there by the museum, right?
Yes.
They call it the old J.G. Wentworth Building, I think.
Yes.
So it's going to be there from 10 to 4 on Saturday. We've already talked about how the kids, you know, it's going to be kind of kid friendly. There's going to be a lot of kid authors there and events and things. What other kind of things can kids expect there?
So they're going to have an activity center so kids can come and they'll have a couple of different activities that they can participate in. And then there'll be a story corner as well, too. So a lot of the authors that are children's book authors that are coming will be reading their own book, or we'll have volunteers reading, you know, pretty popular children's books in that space as well, too.
Awesome. Will they be able to meet the authors, maybe have their books signed?
Yes. So every author attending the event as a speaker will have a designated book signing time after they speak. And then all the authors at the 75 booths, I'm sure if you just buy their book and ask them to sign it, I'm going to be there as an author signing my book. So I'm excited to meet a lot of authors, hopefully a lot of local authors. I don't think people realize how many local authors we have and kind of big time authors, too.
Yep.
So I'm excited to be able to support them.
I would think that a lot of people would move here and just be so inspired by, you know, our beautiful landscape around here that how could you not want to write about it, right?
Well, some of the people we have coming, we were really surprised that they were able to make it just because they're kind of a big, you know, they're best New York Times bestselling authors. But I was like, well, I don't think anybody wants to pass up a trip to the beach.
Right. It's like, oh, I get to go talk about my book at the beach. I'm there.
I know, right?
Definitely, definitely. All right, if you have any questions about the Books by the Bay Festival coming up this weekend, let us know, 437-1620. My guest this morning, Anne McDonald, a best-selling author who's going to be speaking at a panel discussion, and she will have her own booth signing and selling books. You mentioned people buying your books there. Is this going to be a cash-only event? Can people use their debit card? Is it going to be kind of a how do people pay for the books?
I would bring cash just in case some of the authors there just don't have an electronic form of payment.
Right.
But most places will probably have a square or something that they can.
Right. I was trying to think of the service. I knew it was some shape, a square. Yeah, that's what everybody's kind of using these days. So, that's going to be Saturday from 10 to 4, Books by the Bay Festival. My guest, Anne McDonald. We're going to have more right after this. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get to an ad. And if you have questions, let us know. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, INSEC offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. INSEC Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the INSEC family today online at INSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Join Lakeview Center's Cindy McLaughlin, Specialty Program Manager, today at 10 for their show about opioid overdose awareness. What you need to know about opioids. How fentanyl cannot be easily detected in opioids. Help is available for support and free Narcan. Plan to tune in and contact Lakeview Center's OPUS program. Visit elakeviewcenter.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining us this morning. My guest, Ann McDonald, a best-selling author that's going to be speaking on a panel discussion at the Books by the Bay Festival. That's coming up this weekend, Saturday, from 10 to 4 in downtown Pensacola. Thank you so much for being here this morning. I've been learning a little bit about the publishing process. It's actually quite fascinating, being from the music business and knowing how hard it was back in the day to break into the industry, because you only had a set of these huge record labels that kind of dominated everything. And you've been talking about the big five publishers, right?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit more, because we were talking on the break about how you were a published author first, and then you got into publishing and kind of learned how the sausage was made, you know, backwards sort of. Talk a little bit about some of the misconceptions and some of the things that were surprising when you looked at it from the publishing side.
Yeah. So when you're looking at the publishing side, it's, as an acquisitions manager, I'm now the one that's kind of like a semi-gatekeeper, like we had mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at authors' queries, trying to figure out, do I think this book has potential? Do I think this author has potential? Mm-hmm. And you basically have to have a crystal ball. And so what I'm learning on the publishing side of it is there has to be some kind of assurances on the business side of that as to what is the author bringing to the table to ensure book sales, and that book sales are not on the publisher, which is a common misconception. You think, oh, I've got this publisher, they're going to sell books for me, but they actually are really looking more to the author to sell those books.
Is it social media driven a lot these days with the expectations of how they're going to drive sales of their own book?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, kind of with music too. Yeah.
Yeah, we look at that social media status. We look at potentially, Indigo River does a lot of nonfiction. And so we look at your business, what network do you have, what kind of platform has already been created that we could potentially build off of. And most authors that you see having uber success and they have all these, you know, they're selling a lot of books and they're being on a lot of talk shows and stuff like that, that's not even their publisher. That's their publicist.
Right.
And so they're their having agent. To, yeah, invest mm-hmm. a lot of money into, you know, a marketing company to help them get attention on their book.
I played with a country artist for a while in Nashville, and he hired a publicist for a few months when the record came out, and we did every talk show, every television appearance. If there was a birthday party with a camera there, we were playing there. And then after that publicist, you know, stopped getting their check, we disappeared,
yep.
basically.
Yeah.
So I understand the importance of having the agent. And when I see these people on all of the, you know, early morning news shows and all that, they always have a book that they're promoting. So that goes with the literary agent, right? So that's fascinating.
Yeah, and it's a lot about connections and who you know in the publishing world, like it isn't anything. And so it was interesting to kind of like, you hear, we love debut writers. We love new writers. We're accepting new writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come to us with no platform. It's your first book. And you're like, I mean, maybe like one in a million.
Right.
But it's very difficult to break into that space.
There's really no overnight success because a lot of work and groundwork has to be to lay down before you can even get published.
And if it looks like an overnight success, go back and check because it's not.
Right.
Go look at what that author's been doing for years, probably leading up to that.
Exactly. My guest this morning, Anne McDonald, a best-selling author in town for the panel discussion at the Books by the Bay Festival. Go by and check that out this weekend on Saturday, 10 to 4 in downtown Pensacola over by the History Museum. I don't know what they call that building now, but I've always heard it called the old J.G. Wentworth Building. So for people who know where that is, it will be right there. We've talked about the event a little bit. Let's talk about food and drinks, because I'm a big food and drink guy. If I go anywhere for you know, at least 4 hours or 5 hours, I'm going to need to be fed very well. So what do we have for food and drinks at this event?
So because we're in the heart of downtown Pensacola, there are so many amazing restaurants down there that we really wanted to support. So within just walking distance of a block or two, there's tons of amazing restaurants down there. So we are really encouraging everyone attending the event to take a minute, walk to one of the local restaurants and eat there.
Okay. That's a great idea. So many great vendors down there too. All right. So does it cost anything to attend this event?
No, this is a completely free event, open to the public. All the panel discussions and author talks are free as well. So come and just enjoy meeting authors and buying some books.
Will the panel discussion be taking place outside, or will it be indoors for the panel discussions?
So that will be indoors in the Voices building and the Beaumont building. So they're just basically right. So the park is right next to Seville Quarter. So there's Seville Quarter, and then there's the district, and below the district there's a bunch of rooms and stuff that we've rented out, and then there's the park.
Okay.
And so, and also parking, of course, naturally downtown's a nightmare, so just be ready for that, but it's a really open space, so you can walk there too easily.
Real quick before our next break here, what do you hope, especially the panel discussion that you're giving, what do you hope that people walk away with after hearing you speak?
I hope they walk away with a really clear understanding of what their options are to publish and what their best choice might be.
Mm.
I think the publishing world is romanticized frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to have a real honest understanding of maybe what the best path to publish will be for them.
Mm.
And then some of the other panels, there's one on AI, which is going to be really interesting because AI is so controversial right now. So
yes.
I 100% recommend attending that one, because it's going to have a lot of really great people in there that are doing some amazing things with AI.
Mm. Well, that raises a great topic that we'll hopefully have time to get to after the break. My guest this morning, Anne McDonald. If you have any questions about the Books by the Bay Festival or any questions about Anne and her journey through publishing, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked a lot about the Supreme Court oral arguments yesterday in the case between the Biden administration and the states of Missouri and Louisiana over the Biden administration trying to clamp down on what they called misinformation relating to COVID, what I would call difference of opinion and free speech. We also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about the Real-Time Crime Center. Also talked about Victor Ramos, a contestant from Pensacola on So You Think You Can Dance. You can watch his audition video on our Facebook page or listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guest is Ann McDonald. She is a best-selling author. You might know her as Ann Brooks. Under her pen name, she is the acquisitions director at a local publishing company called Indigo River Publishing. We've been talking a little bit here about the obstacles and the roadblocks that many new authors find when they're trying to get published, especially if they want one of these, what we've been calling the Big Five publishing deals. Lots of misconceptions and old school beliefs that we're busting here on the show. If you have questions, let us know. 437-1620. Somebody reached out to us and wanted to know a little bit more about the specific schedule for the Books by the Bay Festival coming up this weekend on Saturday, 10 to 4. Any specific times for panels, events that you want to share?
Yes, we're really running something every half hour on the hour, and you can find the schedule on our Facebook page, Books by the Bay. Mm-hmm. That's really where you're going to get the most updated information, and there should be a schedule posted on there with when each author is speaking and what room they'll be in.
Okay. Yes, Facebook, Books by the Bay. Look that up. And check out Indigo River Publishing and Ann's books. Thank you so much for being here. I'm looking forward to hearing about the panel discussion. If I can make it down there, I think I will, because I like all the restaurants downtown and I love a good event. So it's free. It doesn't cost anything. You can buy the books. You can meet the authors and have the books signed at the event. It's kid friendly. Bring out the whole family. It's going to be 10 to 4 this Saturday downtown by the old J.G. Wentworth building. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Yeah.